EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Time to take you deep into the word.
Deep into the world, I mean.
A word for the world.
Yeah, it's deep.
Yeah. You know the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12 that wherefore let him that thinketh standing take heed lest he fall. I keep on wondering why everything is going wrong. We try to make it right, but it didn't work out, none. We try to break it, but the wall is so strong. In front of us is blocking us, and it's hard to move on. Why is it so hard to obey the word of God and make everything work out to his will, do it his way? Why is everyone going astray? And every day there's so much life left to save. This is where I'm going. Imagine a pastor preaching to people to quit their bad acting. At the end of the day, you find them doing exactly. Those are some people, it's been a good impact, but tell me, what is it doing unto its life? And that is why, if you are standing, you better stand firm, cause you can see the mighty ones of the world falling down. And at the end, if you wanna wear the crown, you better stand firm and don't mind what you see around now.
If you are standing, you better stand firm.
Everybody's losing balance, and it takes the grace of God to help us keep our feet. All that guy will do anything to sleep with beautiful girls, not realizing that beauty is only skin deep. Love of money made us forget God, not realizing this world don't last forever. When the judgment will come, then you will wish that you would stand firm and stand with God, cause then it'll be late for lying to call Uncle Sam. There'll be no more give me one last chance, is why I'm imploring you. Why are you thinking, save the last dance? If it's like three, so go obtain yours. All the choir out of you is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So go ahead, brother, tell this to your neighbor. Though he never sin and repent, you too can save one. So be the pillar of the mob, do not let him fall, and the reward is gonna be great if you can know them all. Hey,
you are standing firm. Don't let them change your mind now. They're falling, falling down. Better hear me now. You've been standing for long and your knees are getting weak.
Well, you got a hold of me.
You mean that I'm standing, you know, it's not easy for me. I'm only waiting on the word that is waiting for me. You can only see the way you see. You know it's worthy.
This is on top, the gospel freak. I'm preaching to the world from the peak, encouraging the ones that their knees are getting weak. See, we need your strength cause we're weak and we're falling sick. Till the time you come, keep us in the shadow of your wind, so we can stand firm and keep the faith. And the reward is gonna be great. Yeah, it seems like eternity, but it's gonna come and it's time it's almost here. So we need to stand firm and keep the faith. Yeah, the reward will be great.
The reward will be great.
The tribe of stone will come and try to pull us down. They'll come like a storm and try to wound us now. They'll pull down the towns and some nations around. They'll roar like a lion, don't matter that over sound. Be sure to take a stand, stand on the solid ground. Flip from the sinking sand, run to the Savior's arm. Only there will you be safe and find peace of mind, cause we guarantee you nothing but peace and eternal life. And
you will stand firm. Stand firm. They are falling down. Yes, they are. Stand firm today.
How are we to
keep this word? Let us stand firm today.
Yeah, that's it. That's my word, y'all. A word to the world. You need to stand firm and keep the faith till he comes. And hold somebody else's hand, and the reward will be great. Yeah. It goes out to the world. Thank you.
This is Carla B, and you are listening to the E-Buzz.
Carla B, Hollywood bound.
Welcome to EOTM Radio. I am your host for this afternoon or this evening, depending on where you are in the world. I am Carla B, and you are now tuned in to the E-Buzz. And this is a very special broadcast entitled Sounds of Tunisia with our great guest, Nizar Jindabi. I think, but I'll have them come on and correct me in a second. For my first-time listeners, they already know that I've interviewed people all over the world, Cairo, Egypt, Asia, Africa, Sudan, Malaysia, Italy, and I'm just so happy to be able to have this one-on-one interview from someone who lives in Tunisia. And these aren't just regular conversations. These aren't major celebrities. These are real people living real lives in areas that are a little bit less fortunate, if you will, than some individuals in the United States. And I do want to be politically correct in how I speak. These shows are all part of my getting you up on world news in a more up-close and personal way, without all the humbug, if you will, of the mainstream media. And as I stated at the top of the hour, our guest tonight is Nizar Jindabi, and I'm going to let him go ahead and correct me if I've mispronounced his name, which I'm sure I have. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Carla.
Yeah, so did I pronounce your name right?
No, it's Nizar Jindabi.
Okay, all right, and it's a little bit, I think the sound is a little bit low, so I don't know if you could turn the volume up on your phone. That would be so great, and I'll just let my listeners know again that you're calling from, across the world, at least across the world from me, and I'm in Los Angeles, California, and you're calling from Tunisia, Tunis, and it's about 9 p.m. your time, correct?
Yes, it's 9 p.m. now.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, you're a little bit low, but I can hear you. It's just a little bit low, so I'm really not for sure how it's coming across to the listeners. But really quickly, if you can go ahead, before we even dive into anything major, I want you to share with our listeners a little bit about you.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Okay, I said... if you can share with our listeners a little bit more about you.
Okay, now I hear you. I'm Nizar Jindabi. I'm a graphic designer. I'm also an independent filmmaker. I'm from Tunisia, as you know. I have 29 years. That's it. I'm a simple man. That's it.
Okay. All right, and thanks for that. And in a nutshell, if you will, I see you'd like to keep it brief. For some of the listeners, I've had the opportunity to know this great guy. I've actually met him on Facebook, and we've, of course, had numerous conversations via email and Skype in regards to all the great things that he's doing. So, of course, we want to talk about, which is what the show is titled, Sounds of Tunisia. But before we get into that, I want to let the listeners know a little bit about your creative side, if you will. You're a filmmaker as well. you mentioned that you were a filmmaker, a director. So if you could share with us how you found yourself in this this field as being a filmmaker.
Yes, being a filmmaker is a big responsibility, because if you want to make something or you want to make picture for others, it must be perfect or only perfect, but you must make something good, you know. It's like you want make a message for someone, and it must be clear.
Right. Well, that's well said. It sounds like you're really passionate about what it is that you do. And
I am very passionate with this domain. As I said, I am a graphic designer, and also I want to be a filmmaker, because, you know, as a graphic designer, there is many people say graphic design is a little too far of filmmaking, but I am interested about cinematography and about visual effects and about all the movies on making movies. So this is my way.
Okay. Alrighty. I want to really kind of jump into something else, if you will. I want to, considering the show title is Sounds of Tunisia, we'll get back to your filmmaking, and we'll talk a little bit about some of your short films in a second. But I want to ask you, as far as living in Tunisia, what are the biggest challenges for you?
The biggest challenges here. So,
the biggest challenge is what?
The biggest challenge here, as you know, that we, I'm sorry. We are living in areas of Ben Ali, as you know. So it was a suppression. There is terrorism. There is
Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, go ahead. You broke up a little bit.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, can you say the last thing that you said, because you kind of broke up and we didn't hear that?
I don't listen, because it's a little bit far of the volume.
Okay.
Hello. Sorry, I don't listen. Okay, I hear now, So the biggest challenge, as I said, is to find the job and living your life and making what you want. This is it.
Right. It sounds a lot like life in the United States. I mean, we don't have to deal with Ben Ali, but we have our own, you know, different things that we deal with when it comes to politics. And then, of course, you talk about young, talented individuals that are jobless. It's so unfortunate. But, you know, the bad economy is affecting almost the whole world, it would appear, to be that way. I want to ask you this. What do you feel citizens of the United States can do to help individuals living in Tunisia?
So
what do you feel?
I can ask for the businessmen of the United States. They can come to Tunisia here and invest to make some project to help the unemployment people. There is many, many talented and have qualification younger that need a job.
So what's the percentage of jobless people in Tunisia?
The opportunity of Tunisia, I think that it will be so very, very great. In the future, it will be a very great future in Tunisia here.
Wow. All right. So you don't see it getting better anytime soon, joblessness.
That's after the area of Ben Ali. I speak now, it will be so great future after the area of Ben Ali, not before the area of Ben Ali.
Okay, okay. Okay, I gotcha. I gotcha.
Okay. Yes, of course.
Okay, so switching gears just for a second, I want to, and I don't want this to be too political, this conversation, but I guess it's hard not to be considering where you live and everything that you, some of the citizens are going through. But I want to discuss the horror that occurred when Ben Ali became president in 1987. I was talking to some of my friends on Facebook who live out there, and they kind of share their experiences as indescribable. They can't even describe to me the horror that some of the citizens went through. The Tunisian people, they led a life for 23 years dominated by severe oppression.
Yes, 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 yes.
So what do you want to share on that?
Yes, we was in the suppression, in totally suppression. And yes, you can say that there is a even no media, no press, even policy, it's blackout. It's blackout. It's blackout. Yes, it's blackout.
I can't even describe that. I couldn't even fathom not being able to speak your mind, not being able to search the internet, not being able to talk about politics, humanity,
nothing.
Human rights.
You can do nothing. It's just led by one man and his family also. Not only him, but also his family.
Yeah.
His relative and his family. Yes. They torture.
So, they what?
They suffer us.
Yeah, yeah. So, what was life like then?
Now or before?
Before.
So before, as I told you, it was as living in nothing. You can find a job, you can have nothing. There is just him.
So
yeah.
where were you living? Was it there's any kind of government help to help people that didn't have a job? Did they house you? Did they feed you guys?
No. There is not equilibration, you know. Equilibrium. There is some people have a job, other no.
Right. Wow, that's, as I stated, that's unfathomable. But I want to, I want to just switch gears just a little bit and not necessarily keep on this, you know, this sadness, because I know that there's been some great things that have happened since then. So what has life been like maybe the past couple years?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yes. Has life been like the past couple years? How has life been for you and Tunis?
Me and
besides
Tunis.
Besides being still unemployed, you know, how has things gotten better since Ben Ali?
It's a little bit hard that you don't have a job and to be unemployment. So you have you get the diploma and you want to have a job and you want to reveal your dream and to make something. Just you face the reality, black reality or that blind reality. That's it, the way. This is the way.
Right. All right. So by you being unemployed for so long, is that kind of sort of how you found yourself creating films?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I just make one short movie, as you know, as if you see it.
Right.
And yes, this is I make it with the channel NBC and New York Film Academy to the contest. Also, I make another movies in 2007 with my two friends, of course, with the CECR, the committee, the Red Committee of Red Cross. And we have the first prize of this movie. It was a short movie.
Right, yeah, it is a film short, and I want to let the listeners know that we actually are premiering his short film on www.eotmtv.com, and it's titled Broken. It's a really inspiring story, I think, about love, friendship. So you want to talk to us a little bit about your film?
About my film?
Yeah, about Broken.
If you want, yes, why not?
The story... definitely.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. The story of Broken, it started with my two friends, the actor of this movie. So I told them, friend, I have something to do. They asked me, what will you do? So I told them, as I have a contest with which I will make a movie, do you will help me? So they greeted the idea and they helped me. So I thank them a lot for their help. So they helped me not only with sharing the movie with me, but they also aid me.
Okay, that's great. That's great. And I watched it. I wouldn't have put it on our TV site if it wasn't of great quality, and it really was. So what kind of budget did it take to put something like that together?
The budget is not very, very, very large. If I told you what did cost me the movie, you would lose on me.
I probably wouldn't, because I just met somebody the other day that did a film. He directed a movie for 50 cents. So I don't understand how he spends just 50 cents to direct his first movie, but he really did, and he actually wrote a book about it, so I don't think I would be too surprised.
If I will convert the unit in the USA, it will be... $13, I think.
$13?
Yes, the movie of Broken is not more than $13. Not more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think you need to write a book yourself about how you can direct a short film for that amount of money. I think that's amazing. Nizar, I definitely want to be able to talk with you again on EOTM Radio about life in Tunis. I know we really didn't touch on a lot of things, but I didn't want to make this your first time here just be so overwhelmingly pressing, if you will, you know? And then I didn't want to be too political, because I know that things are different than the United States, so I just want us to be able to be politically correct and, you know, share things in a great light. Not that we're trying to hide anything, but there's still a situation in Tunis. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there, that I definitely would love for you to come back on and maybe have a little bit more in-depth conversation, get a little bit deeper into life in Tunisia, Tunis, if you don't mind. If our listeners are wanting to find you or maybe link up with you to discuss with you as far as film or anything like that, would you be willing to share some information with them right now as far as contact information?
What information? I'm sorry.
Well, if somebody is wanting to get in contact with you in regards to maybe helping with a film
Okay. There is no problem. You're welcome anytime.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for opportunity. You're welcome anytime.
Okay. All right. So what do you want to share your contact information with our listeners, or do you want to share it yourself right now? You want to give it to them?
You can give my information to anyone want to work with me or
okay,
want
cool.
to see the movie. No problem.
Okay,
thank
great.
You. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Well, if there's any listeners out there that is wanting to definitely maybe interview Nizar Janobi or speak with him in regards to his film, you could definitely email me at pr@eotmradio.com. Again, that's pr@eotmradio.com. Before I let you go, Nizar, I want you to, if you have any last words, any parting words for our listeners, anything you want to share before we close out?
Yes, I want to say hello to the United States people, and I want to thank you so much for this opportunity. You gave me a big opportunity to speak to you. Thank you so much, and have a nice time.
Thank you so much, and we'll definitely have a part two to this interview with you. It has definitely been a pleasure. Peace and blessings, and that is my time. Good day, everyone. Have a great day. Have a great evening, Nizar. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE. 4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.